there are times when Psalm 42 applies. Why are you down in the dumps, dear soul? Why are you crying the blues? Fix my eyes on God. Soon I'll be praising again. He puts a smile on my face. He is my God. Amen, 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 amen. What do we have to say about this psalm? It's a very interesting psalm. It was written to the sons of Korah. Remember, Korah was the one who led the rebellion in the wilderness, and God killed him. But his sons were spared to serve God. The inscription of the psalm is called Mashgil. It means it is a psalm of teaching and understanding. So we're to understand something, and we're going to learn something from this psalm. Prophetically, it gives us a picture of the great tribulation period. Are we in that yet? Well, sometimes we think so, right? But there is coming a worse tribulation. The psalmist rebukes himself for his despondency and encourages himself to trust in God. And sometimes do we need to do that to our old souls? We need to talk to our souls and say, why are you down in the dumps? Why are you singing the blues? Praise God. Fix your eyes on him. And when we fix our eyes on him, something happens inside of us, right? Something changes. When we are in trouble, the deep hurts and fears inside of us call unto the deep places in God. How many of you have gone through a really dark time, a hard time, but as you look back, you learned more about God during that time than you would have if things were going rosy, huh? That's really true. It is in doing so as the depth of our hurts calls unto the depth of God, that trust in the Lord grows and our hope in God grows. And that hope and resulting praise that comes from it lifts us. There's a hope. And as we fix our eyes on him and start to praise God for the hope he's given us and praise him for him and who he is and the fact that he can handle it, we can't, but he can. It actually transforms us. That time spent with him transforms us. And it's interesting because it actually has the power, that encounter with him has the power to change our countenance. When our countenances were down and dreary, even though the circumstances haven't changed, something in us has changed. And all of a sudden, sometimes we get giddy because we realize we're smiling when we have nothing to smile about. Oh, yeah, we do have something to smile about. We put our trust in the Lord. So let's stand and let's say this from the King James. See, I did the message first this morning. Did the message so we could understand King James. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God.